Deliver me.
I left Quitman, Georgia last night at 3 o'clock or 3 o'clock this morning. And I have been from 3 o'clock this morning until now getting from Quitman to Tampa and back up here.
Oh, that much.
You don't mean it.
I mean it. You just got so bad
there
for
a while.
Could
this be better for you than iced tea? Can you drink it?
Yeah. I just got fatigued last night.
Okay.
I just couldn't drive no further. Couldn't do nothing.
Okay. I'll drop jobs with you. You type for me a while, and I'll drive for you.
I can't type.
I can't drive.
So I guess we'll just have to stay on our own.
Now, if you can think of any shabbier way for a man to spend his time than to stand up at an old typewriter and knock out this sort of drivel, why, it'd give you lockjaw, Cookie, just to read a paragraph of that. It gives me the words just thinking about it. And I think to myself, Lord help us, how did I ever come to this?
I think
I'm not running it down. I just wonder how I ever got into something like that.
But how did I ever get into this? Beating my brains out up and down the road in the hot sun. A hot automobile.
Well, it is a little bit.
Stopping at every station and getting 5 gallons of gas.
Oh, has it got to that?
It's got to that. All night last night.
Good Lord.
5 gallons of gas.
Oh, that's all you could get.
I stopped at every station and got the tank full.
Well, it'll come to the point where you can't stop at a station and get fired.
That's what's going to happen.
Something's going to happen. Let me try to say that again. I'm addled, you see. I've been typing in that since 8 o'clock this morning. You wouldn't think a living human being would put up with such a thing as that. Yeah, I could have been sitting out there with cows all this time. After all, it's Sunday, ain't it?
It is, yes, sir. Well, I could have been sitting over there with my horses all day.
That's right.
I'm out there beating my brains out on that hard road, though. Hot.
It won't do you any good.
No, I ain't gonna make $20.
You ain't gonna get,
I'm not. I'm not gonna make $20. Unless I make it on that stud horse I got in my truck.
You got one out there in your truck?
And what a truck.
What happened to your truck?
I don't know. You ought to see what he's got.
Got what I wanted.
You mean you don't have that little old two-horse hand-me-down, ready-made?
No. I got me a gooseneck ready-made.
You had to pay for that.
I'm paying for it, yeah.
Put your other little one in on it?
They didn't give it to you.
Now me and Jack Stokes got it together. We got one apiece now. I might go to Wisconsin, Colorado, Fort Worth, Texas, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and back in home. But let me tell you, I can take that old big trailer right there that I got on back of my truck now.
Put that fan on.
No. And pull it easier than I can that little old two-horse job.
Well, I can imagine with that.
How about your old home apron?
I can pull it easier and get better gas mileage than I could with it.
Oh.
I sure can.
How you account for that?
Well, on that.
Oh, this is gooseneck.
This is gooseneck.
Yeah.
You're carrying the load. You're not pulling it.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're carrying the load. It's over in the back of your truck. It's on. It's distributed over your truck. Better.
Mm-hmm.
And you're carrying it. You're hauling it. You're not pulling it.
Yeah, I know.
Looks safer, too.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. A lot safer. There ain't no tailwind that'll make that and take a black snake trailer.
See your friend there on the scaffold?
Yeah.
Big cookies out of.
I don't know. That hit the spot. That sure did.
Well, I don't want this. I'll just drink some water. I had a kidney flare up the day before yesterday. And then I started the pills before dinner on Friday. And before dinner Saturday, I was back at that damn typewriter. And I had 101 temperature. Now, there's one thing you can say about this age and day. At least they got some pills that'll work, Cookie.
Yeah, they sure have.
Some of them. If you can just have the right thing.
Pills are they're sure getting me kind of squared away. But I ain't no good yet. I ain't got no wind. Time I got loaded up, I'm telling you, I had to sit down and set 30 minutes this morning. Sure did. Time I loaded them, all them horses and got them situated in that trailer, I just had to go sit down.
Well, not only that, but it's hot.
It wasn't too hot this morning at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, oh no, that's right.
And then I got out there and hit the road. And pulled on down to Lake City. And I'm telling you, the traffic was just a rat race. And couldn't make no time. And I just said, shoot, what am I butting my brains out for? I'll get the tampon and get back tomorrow night sometime. And it don't cost me a bit more to lay here and sleep than it does to roll this thing. And it's going to take the same amount of money to go there when I wake up as it does before I go to sleep.
Yeah.
So I just whipped it over to the side of the road, off on the exit. Pulled into a service station and closed up, and I slept at 8 o'clock this morning. Sure did.
In the seat of the truck?
I can stretch out in that thing.
How do you do your feet?
Pull my shoes off, let them right up in the seat.
Oh,
stretch
out. I see. On your back.
Right on my back. Just lay down and sleep like a baby. Woke up, went across the street to the restaurant, and opened up, and got me a cup of coffee, and a couple pieces of toast. Hit the road again. Not being on it. And Lord, the traffic in Tampa. Goodness gracious. You have no idea what the traffic is like. Between I-75 and 301 on Interstate 4, it's just like ants. It's working just like that. At 70 and 80 mile an hour, and if you don't drive with them, you're going to get run over.
And you might as well know that to start with.
That's right. You make up your mind that you're going to drive with the traffic, or you're going to get run over. And they'll run over you because people ain't got no more sense than to do that.
some trip you're planning.
Well, I'm planning on $1,000. That's what I quoted the man. Round trip, $1,000.
Oh.
Oh, that's not on. That's not with your trailer.
Yeah. $1,000 under the table. Yeah, that's what I told him.
Well, they must be gold horses.
These cows, Black Angus cows and bulls, going to Wisconsin. And brown Swiss heifers going from Madison, Wisconsin to Denver, Colorado. And a load of grade cows, cattle, I don't know what kind, from Denver to Fort Worth, Texas. A load of horses from Fort Worth to Tulsa. Then I pick up a load of brown Swiss cows and calves in Tulsa and come into the University of Florida.
Is that you and Jack?
Yeah, Jack got it, but I'm doing it. He got the job, but I'm doing it. I'll make a check out to him, and Jack will go cash it and give me the cash under the table. Because I ain't going to take no check.
No.
Well, that'd be nice to have a little private fund back there.
I'm going to make it all by myself. I guess, because I ain't got nobody to go with me.
But you don't have to do the loading.
No, they back up the chute and they load them.
Yeah. Well, that's 4,000 miles.
Yeah.
How much do you figure it cost you?
Well, I figure it's about around 2,500 mile round trip. I figured it's 2,500 miles, 40 cents a mile. I take my speedometer reading when I leave, and I take it when I come back, and he gives me 40 cents a mile.
Oh, and you can do it on 20 cents?
40 cents.
But it cost you 20.
Yeah, it cost me 20. I'll clear $500 on a deal.
Not counting your own wear and tear. Mm-hmm. You don't get it. That don't count.
That don't count. Cause
you just sew that in.
It's just about wore out anyway. You know I've got almost 60,000 miles on that truck.
Yeah.
Since I bought it and it was wrecked and tore up for 6 months, and I still got almost 60,000 on it.
Wrecked and tore up for 6 months? Did we lose track of you that long?
You sure did.
Good long while. Yes. We haven't,
Well, almost 6 months. It was, I wrecked it. Tomorrow will be 1 year ago. July, August, September, October, November, and the first part of December.
Oh, you're talking about the truck?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, that kept you... That kept you on the... in a strain.
Yeah.
That's hard work than what you're doing now.
Yeah, because when I'm out there on the highway now, all I look at is that automobile in front of me.
Yeah.
Because I let the back end take care of itself.
Yeah, and when that truck was out of commission, you was, the way you was looking for something.
I was
paint.
Out of commission.
You was looking for some paint, or a paint spreader, or a spring, or something that didn't cost anything. Cookie never would take that old red car I had, Faye. He was too tied up even to fool with that. I said to him here, I said, can you handle it? He says, will it run? I said, it'll run backwards. And that's the end of it.
I remember that Cookie was real tied up at that time.
Yes.
With a million things.
So it sat over here the longest time, and I finally took the tires off of it. Didn't do any good.
Took the seats out.
Well, they're still out there. I don't need them. And finally, I got old Eddie to pull it off. Actually, it's just about all it meant. Just pull it off, you see. Just take it out of my backyard. I just hate to have old litter like that. What good would it do me in the backyard? Just take up space. I couldn't go in and get a piece off of it. I wouldn't.
Well, I guess I better get up to the poorhouse and see how the widows and orphans are getting along.
Now your pills are helping you along?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Since they took me off that one, it was keeping me upset all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was on one that just tearing my stomach up. I'm beginning to gain a little weight now.
I bet you are.
I begin to. But gosh, they kept me on that thing, and my stomach stayed tore up all the time. And
well,
I couldn't eat. If I did eat, I'd lose it.
What good was it?
I told him, I said, then I knew 8 months going.
What was it good for?
Well, they're supposed to keep that disease back, but I've been testing negative ever since I come out of the hospital. I couldn't see no sense in it.
And you took it all the time?
I took it all the time. The last month. I told them I ain't going to take it no more. So I said, okay, take that one right there. And this one right over here. I said, okay, I'll take them, because they ain't going to bother me. But that other thing, well, it was just keeping me tore up all the time. I had to take 12 of them pills a day. Them great old big things about as big as a pencil eraser.
And you knew that's what it was.
Yeah, because I'd switched around. I could take the other two drugs and they didn't bother me. I could quit taking them and take the other one day. And I'd lose my supper that night.
Just immediate.
Immediately. And I just quit taking them. Told them I wasn't going to take them no more. I ain't took them yet. And they said, that's all right.
Well, you were practically working on an empty stomach.
Yeah. No energy. Couldn't do nothing. Get up and go. And put up with what I put up with yesterday and today and last night, you got to have to get up and go. Because I left home yesterday morning, about 8:30, 9 o'clock. down, checked on the horses. Went to Gainesville and loaded up 7. Took them to Georgia. And got a pair before the sale started. Way before the sale started. And sat there and listened at them rattle from 1 o'clock yesterday until 1:30 this morning.
Oh, good.
Took them 12 hours and a half to sell 200 head of horses. And they brought anywhere from, I guess I bought the cheapest thing up there. They bought anywhere from $100 to $19,000.
Woo! Woo!
Yeah. Had one dapple gray gelding come in there, a 5-year-old, that brought $19,000. But he had a pedigree on him that long.
I didn't know they auctioned off.
No,
like
I
that.
Didn't know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm telling you. You ought to go to one of them.
Yeah.
They only have 4 sales up there a year. 4 sales a year.
Like that?
Like that. And I see, I paid a $100 bill for that little register that stood out there. All right. He's kind of on the, he's a good built colt, but he ain't broke.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't been handled. Well, people can say it's dirty if they want to, but it's for my protection. I'm going to give him a tranquilizer this morning and roll him into Quitman, Georgia. He'll be quiet and calm. His nerves will be calm. I'll run him through the ring in Quitman, Georgia Tuesday and make me a little bit of money.
And if it went for that, he'd be cutting up.
That's right. Fretting and fighting.
Yeah.
Well, it's doing him good and me too. Making me money and making him calm.
Yeah.
So I'll just give him a tranquilizer.
You got papers on him.
Oh, yeah. He's good. He's from a good bloodline.
And the papers still help. People still want them papers.
Yeah, I want to stay in or something like that.
Well, that's Italian, you see.
Yeah. But
they don't care whether he's nervous or not if he's Italian.
Oh, yes, they do. They want to handle him. I'll leave him in there myself. I won't let them jockeys they got up there lead him in. I'll take him in myself.
Can you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Boy, if Large saw that dapple gray sale up there for $19,000, oh, she'd have went up over little man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Just about the size of a little man.
Yeah.
Just about his build, but just a little more flesh on him. And that horse actually brought $19,000.
Little man was a little bony when I saw him last.
Yeah. He's picking up. Gosh, Lord's feeding him at $8 a bag feed now. $7.90. It ought to make him look good, oughtn't it?
Yeah.
It sure.
Well, now you got grass, some grass.
But he started picking up while you had him over here.
Yeah.
He
grass, yeah.
He needed some attention. The girl's been riding him. And then he got lame at 1 foot, so I had to put shoes on that one on his front feet. No sand bed in it.
Got a sand.
What?
Sand bed in his foot, where he had split his hoof, you know. Sand just kept working up in there. I picked it out before it went on through his foot. And I clean it out every day. And keep it poked full of burlap.
Burlap?
Yeah, to let it heal up.
Well, that's something new I didn't know about.
Well, I'm going to heal it up till it's just about, well, oh, it's about a half inch deep. Then I'll fill it full of burlap, put my shoe on top of it, and forget it.
Yeah.
Then the flesh will tighten up and, push that burlap on out, and by that time his shoes will need to be reset anyway. About a month, 6 weeks.
Yeah. Tell you what happened to this. I don't know what made me think of that. The vet, or the blacksmith. What happened to this blacksmith fella down here at McIntosh?
He stole some cows, by golly.
Well, he'd been stealing cows.
Been stealing cows and horse trailers and what have you for years. And they just caught up with him. You know good and well that they ain't the money in blacksmithing that man toted around all the time. There's not enough blacksmithing in this whole, and like we're in Marion County to justify a man on keeping his family on the move and buying a new truck and so forth and toting $7,000, $8,000 around his pocket all the time. No, there just ain't no way.
He was over here one time, and the impression I got of him was that he didn't care whether he did in that blacksmithing or not.
He did, boy, I get it. My viewpoint of it. He went out and did blacksmithing over the countryside.
In order to look around.
So he'd look around legitimate. Get these spots picked out where they was all at and when did and what time they'd be there and where everybody was gonna be at the right time, and he'd go and load up and that's in there.
I don't know. Him and how many?
Just one other fellow is all I know of.
Is that it?
And the other fellow used to be a hired hand at Norris Cattle Company in Ocala, where they had been losing them all along.
The fellow who shot himself. Well, I guess he did.
I didn't hear about that.
I didn't either.
Paper say this fellow shot himself and left a note saying who was involved. That's the way they caught for him. So I didn't read it.
Shot himself dead?
Mm-hmm.
Good boy. Go get, is your trailer in operation over there?
Oh, yeah. I had an operation that day, same day.
Huh?
And then I called down here and told you what they all they told me I had
yeah.
to have and everything?
Yeah.
I made me mad. I had an operation that day.
We noticed a lot of water in the tank, so we knew that you were in business.
I called the county commissioner. I asked him, I said, Sydney, I said, this from who it was. And I said, looks like, by golly, you fellas are going to cause everybody in Lusk County to sell their cows. He said, "Why's that?" I said, "Well, I said, out here at Hawthorne, I said, by God, you went out there and just put an old piece of a fence post down and hung a meter base on it, and then a junction box for your pump." And I got to come out and hooked it up. Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir, they're supposed to. I said, well, now, they cost me $20 for a damn pole. I took down right at the edge of Marion County and put on a piece of property down there. I said, I've got a meter base on it. I've got a trailer connection on it. I have got a pump sitting out about 30 foot from the trailer. And I said, I can even get the fire company to hook up my pump. I can pump water for my horses. And I said, I'll tell you one thing. If I have to sell my horses, you'll damn sure sell your cows or give them away one. He said, now just don't get hot and uncolored. I said, no, I ain't going to because I've been hot all morning. He said, you got that thing ready to hook up? I said, yes, sir, it's been ready. He said, it'll be hooked up tonight. I said, if I have to take my horses to Georgia tomorrow and sell them, I said, you'll damn sure sell some of your cows Wednesday.
Well, now that's the talk that he appreciates.
Cussing him out, he appreciates that. I meant business.
I saw it. Got hooked up mighty fast.
Could I tell you one thing? Just as sure as as they hadn't hooked it up, I'd have took that pickup out there and run slap through his fence about 10 o'clock that night and let every cow he had right out in the street. I'd have done it.
And he got a few?
About 50, 60 head of feeders.
Well, feeders?
Feeders, yes, sir. I run through that
thing. How does he handle feeders? That's the most.
Yeah, he got niggers to work for him. He can afford niggers to work for him.
Well, you can't turn feeders loose with niggers or anybody else.
He does and makes money at it. Or gets it off his, what he loses, takes off his income tax one.
Well, that feeder business, I've had a little view of that. I just lose sleep at night thinking about it. Let me tell you, you know old Carl Bazaar down at the B&G. Well, you see, he's right out there in a nest of those cattlemen feeding in and all like that. Well, you know, for several years, I went out of my way to go up there and buy feed and one thing or another, because, well, it's a long ways out of my way.
Oh,
way
yeah.
Up the end of 13th Street. Always somebody around, and, you know, you could talk with, and in not many places like that, at least for me. And it got to where I'd call up. I told you, you know, I'd call up and say, well, I need a little snap corn molasses. And he'd say, well, just come on and get it. I'd get out there and he'd go get it. And he said, well, on the dam. It looks like they sold it. And that's the way he did me, time and again. So it was hard on me. And you know, I didn't have anything to haul in. I hauled in the back end of that old car. Well, sir, there for a long time, he had a feedlot himself, because he was right there and he knew them all. He had feed.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody could make a go of it, he ought to. And he had them right there close by where these fellas that worked for him could just step over there and give them the feed. Well, sir, he went out of business.
And lost his shirt very quick.
He said as long as a man went over there himself and done the buying, it was one thing. But when he turned it over to somebody else, that other fellow would say, well, now here's this cow. It belongs to old Jake Dufunny. He says, I'll give him a little extra for that. And on, he went on like that, the way they figured it, you see. And pretty soon, you see, he'd be holding a bag.
Yeah.
Now, he's right there in the family. He's right there in the midst of them.
Yeah.
And I figured, Lord help us, if that happened to him. I've heard of people, I've seen people do that. They just telephone down there to Wallace Cobb or some of those fellas and say, I want to get about 20 steers to graze out here, or something like that, 100 or whatever it is. They never go about it. Why, hell, I wouldn't. Come on in, get out of the heat.
Yes, I brought your old water gun. You don't want them. You got plenty of them right down there.
Well, they got plenty. I haven't got plenty.
And I couldn't find any green, but here's some tomatoes.
Well, where in the world did you find them?
Tomatoes?
Oh, them. Greens and tomatoes.
To my house.
What you mean, to your house?
I raised them right there. Yes, sir.
I didn't know you had any yourself.
Yes, sir. I ain't had many greens this morning, though. Might be enough to make a little bit. To eat.
Well, a little's about nothing, ain't it?
You're right. Ricky, he done gone, huh?
Yeah, he waited over
there. I tried to call him last night, but I couldn't get the call to him. What's wrong?
Oh, sometimes you can't get through.
I couldn't get through. You want these tomatoes pulled out of here? Bring a bucket or something?
Bring them in here.
Ain't had but a little bit of greens. I don't reckon there's enough to do no good.
Is it? Them ain't enough to do no good, is it?
Them last ones was pretty good.
But I ain't had many this time.
Put them right over here now. Yeah, where you want to put them. Look at that. Look at
that.
Howdy.
Hi.
Oh, put him.
Poor man. Yeah. Let me tell you, Ms. Ms. Guthrie over there.
Sure.
She said she thought you had tomatoes over there.
I got some, but they were on the Johnson Station. You know where Johnson?
Yeah.
They were over there. That's where I got them, over the Johnson Station.
Yeah. Well, she wanted some.
Well, I didn't.
You didn't.
No.
They don't pass on word much over at your house, do they?
It must be, don't I? Clear it. But I come in sometime, they don't tell me nothing.
Well, that's the way they do me, you see.
Clear. I get tangled up on things. Now, I promised to come here yesterday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I had to go out of town. I told them to tell you if he called, and they didn't even tell you.
Yeah, he called.
But I said, she didn't tell you that I had to go out of town.
No, but I just thinking. I remember Rick sat in here for half an hour calling over there.
Well, he told me he was gonna call me before Monday.
and he didn't call back or he couldn't get through or something.
Well, you can't depend on these fellas.
Yeah.
They intend to do that, you know.
But they get tangled up.
Put
it
down. I'll
drop one of your green leaves.
Water.
Yeah.
Drop one of your green leaves, you know. I ain't had many greens this time.
Just a few. They're about to go. But I'm going to plant another big patch.
Why don't you do that?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to sure do that.
Why don't you plant some over here? My hay not coming up.
Huh?
It ain't doing no good.
Them peanuts growing, they ready to wait.
They ready to
wait. Yeah. They sure
will. They are.
They ready to wait.
Ready to
wait. And they'll grow a big vine and plenty of peanuts. They ready now. I looked at them and I come along.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This ain't your water?
Yes, sir, that's water.
You
drink water?
Yeah. Why he asked me that? He said, do I drink water?
Well, that's cold water.
Yes.
Now this is not cold water.
I drink cold water, hot water, any kind. This is water.
Well, they're big up there, aren't they?
They sure are. They're big enough now. You can just plow them and throw that dirt to them.
Put some hot water in there and it'll cool it off.
Yes.
That's the way I do.
Yeah, sure right. That's a plenty, because I drank too much of water. I can't do nothing.
Is that right?
You done hitch up the plow for me?
I haven't hitched up nothing, John.
Lord, you won't do nothing for me. You just mad with me or something. Ain't that right?
I don't have anything to do with it. Rick is the one that's going to work with it.
Them peas he plant up there done come up high, too.
Yeah.
They're high enough to work.
Yeah.
It sure is.
Won't cover them up.
No, it won't cover them up now. You put them hillardisses on them sweeps.
Yeah.
You can go right long, just walk long slow.
Yeah.
Fix it right up, no.
Yeah. Oh, put your sweeps on.
Yeah. And them hillardisses. You know them hillardisses you got out there?
Yeah.
Put them on, that'll throw the dirt away from it, and that plow will come back and shove it right up there.
Oh, I see. Work them.
Yes, yeah, sir.
And get the grass?
That'll get it. Get the weeds and grass.
You already got that cultivator frame with the thing.
That's
right.
Place. That's right. And the foot's already on there.
Foot's already on.
All you got to do is slip the plows in them little clamps.
Yeah.
Clamp them back. And go to work.
Go to work. Oh, yes. This is, you know, these old holidays like that, that's the dullest time of year.
Yeah.
I'd a whole lot rather have a work day.
To my July the 4th?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's tomorrow, ain't
it?
Yeah. Sure is.
You going to take off?
No, I don't. I wake all day that day.
That's a good day to work.
I wake right on.
Yeah.
I don't stop.
And then take off?
When I get through with my wake, then I take off.
Then you take off.
That's what I do. Now, I had to go sell my watermelon yesterday. I sold the field to a man.
Well, you sold the field?
And he wanted to buy the field. He said, I'll pay you somewhere for the field. I'll pick it one time, and you can have it back. So he said, I'll pick it Friday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Now, I just told him the field. I told him everything was in there. I told him to let him have the field, to pick what was in there.
Yeah.
And he said, you'll pick them Friday, and then I can have the field back.
Well, you can sell it over again.
Yes, I can sell some watermelons out of there.
Yeah.
Yes,
how much you got?
I got about 4 acres, you know, but then that gummy stem blight didn't take. That gummy stem blight took them. Gummy stem blight.
I have never seen that on.
It'll turn a watermelon stem, it'll turn it brown
inside
and rot off.
Yeah.
Because right there where your watermelon stop. It don't grow no more, don't get ripe.
Just goes on ahead and gets ripe.
It don't get ripe good.
Don't get ripe.
It won't mature good.
Unless it's big enough.
Yeah, that's right. To get by that ripe. But if that blight's getting that stem before it gets big enough,
yeah,
it'll be a pale looking watermelon inside.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Never get grown good. Be pale looking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, where are your melons, John?
Out to Johnson. We have more tomatoes.
Yeah.
Arthur Johnson Station.
Well, you've got a truck farm out there.
I got a pretty good one out there. I got peanuts out there. I just plowed them. Just got two of them on Friday.
Yeah.
I plowed them on Friday. And got two Friday.
Yeah.
Gee, I ain't got that many out there. I got about 4 acres out there. And I had peas out there, but I ain't at there and pick them yet today.
Oh, you going out there and pick them?
I started to try to hitch up your track and have it ready where I can do my work, but I don't know whether you want me to today or not. You know, hitch them plows on anything?
Yeah.
Where tomorrow, if I don't be where I can come, I'll come and plow them peanuts and peas out up there.
All right.
You ain't got no ranches, is you?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my. That's another thing.
As much as anything out there. Rick's got a whole set of wrenches and everything he carries around in his trunk of his car.
I got three or four, but I don't know if they'll fit them things or not.
He don't even have to walk off and get them. He can just drive his car up there where you're working and work out of the trunk of the car.
He ain't coming back today?
Hell, he won't be back till Monday.
My!
He told you that.
No, he didn't.
He told you that?
He told me he wouldn't be here on the weekend. That's what he told me.
That's right.
He said he won't be here on the weekend. So he'll be here till on the weekend. When the weekend go to coming up, he won't be here. That's what he told me.
Well, he was here, but he's working over there, you see.
Yeah.
He's over there working at that Shell station. But now he took off.
My goodness.
John?
Mm-hmm.
You just got a lot of things going on over at your house.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I got a heap. I was supposed to have been ready to pick up stamps today, but I couldn't get the call, so I said I'll come and see what's going on, you know. I don't know what you let line sometimes. You ever tried to call me and couldn't?
Yes.
I don't know what you did it.
Well, the way to do that, I'm fine. If you call somebody and can't get through, ask the operator.
Yeah.
And most of the time, the operator seemingly can get through.
She sure will, though. That's right.
And they don't seem to mind.
That's
right. You can ask them.
That's right.
Ask them to get through for you. You can't get through.
That's right. I stopped by McIntyre to get some pea seed, and I couldn't get none. The man done closed that place. I didn't know they had closed that place in McIntyre.
Oh, they closed everything. Just closing up all over, up and down. John Farmer's down there.
Yeah, but I had done got way up to McIntyre on my way here.
Yeah.
I said I'd get some pea seed and bring, where I could plant them along if I'd be working the peanut, drop some along.
Yeah.
And they'd come up and make good peas to eat.
Well, I can call John Palmer and see what he's got.
Oh, he always have them.
He always
keep them, and okra seed and everything like that.
All of them.
Yeah, he keeps all of it right there to his place. But I had done got up this four, and I figured I'd run by that store and pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
And where I had done got two four up, I wouldn't go back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's discouraging.
So he thought I'd put it on me this morning.
Now, that fella that had that, he built that place up there, you know, on 441. And he was going to build a building supply place up there.
Where now? Over here?
Yeah. Over there on 441, that new place.
Oh, yeah, up on the hill.
No, it's right there where it's flat. It's right there across from there, a little old candy kitchen. Candy store. Right where you turn in on the Cross Creek Road.
Oh, that's up in there making open.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see the building that place in there.
Well, he was going to put in a lumber place.
Yeah.
But he didn't. He put in a little half circle of
I see that place.
Shops.
I seen that place.
Well, who wants a shop?
Nobody. But it's less than him.
That shop ain't gonna do me any good.
Ain't sure ain't.
I don't want any.
You know they're remodeling that place down there though. Wonder what they gonna do with that. He didn't bought that, did he?
No, you sold it to somebody.
They're remodeling it, got everything tore out, and they're remodeling it.
Yeah.
They sure is.
But they're not going to have a store.
Well, okay, I don't know what that's going to be.
They're
going
to use it to sell.
Yes,
huh? I ain't anybody wants to keep a store anymore.
They sure don't. They don't want that.
Too much work, you reckon?
Now, price is so high that they can't handle that stuff hardly.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's what the trouble. And tomorrow is the 4th of July. You been to the Highlight yet?
No.
They gonna give me a free dinner and everything down in the morning, barbecue and everything.
Oh, are they?
That's what they say in the paper.
They don't have a crowd.
They said they gonna give me all that stuff tomorrow. And I have heap of stuff free there tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then after they get through with that, then they gonna have all them girls and from the Forest Hill and all them boys within that what you call it, juvenile. I have them there with bands and things, the march. I have a parade of it. And I have street dancing.
Well, what do you know?
Yeah. Huh? That's what they're going to have there tomorrow.
Well, gee whiz.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be able to work tomorrow.
Man, I don't fool around. I wake right on. I don't stop for that or that.
You can't work through the parade.
I'll be where I'm going or here or somewhere waking.
Gee whiz. That sounds like old times, don't it?
It sure is, though.
You've been to plenty of 4th of July, haven't you?
Oh, man, I have sure have. One 4th of July, I mean, got in trouble, though. That broke me from loving to have them big deals.
Oh.
I got in trouble one 4th of July in 1946. I ain't been to 4th of July no more. That man in 1946, in July, got me and killed me and put me in jail. I stayed in jail until October the 9th. He carried me to Rayford. With 2 years hung to me. That's right. Fella hired me to go in his room. I was working for the man. We was off for the fourth. Well, we met that night. He had us killing them wild hogs in his grove. We met that night and killed a hog, and he got his brother-in-law to own the hog. And they sent us to Rayford. We had been killing them all the time, didn't hear nothing.
Yeah.
When we went out there that, like, the night, we'd go out like tonight and kill them wild hogs.
Yeah.
And tomorrow would be the fourth. Well, that would be done. That morning I come home, the man killed me to Rayford.
Yeah.
Like, I go out tonight and kill them, and tomorrow would be the fourth.
Yeah.
Well, that's when they done. They put me in jail. And when it ended up, I ended up with 2 years in Rayford.
Yeah.
And when I got to Rayford, they shipped me to Gainesville to the Florida Farm Colony. That's where I made the time. Made 10 months.
Yeah.
I made 10 months and got out on parole. And that's been 26 years ago. And that
night. Well, you just put in 10 months then.
That's right. But I got out on a parole.
Well, that didn't bother you.
No. The man that got me out, he treated me nice. So I made that other 14 months. I had to make it straight up, see, when I got out on parole.
Yeah.
I made them other 14 months under that parole.
Yeah.
And after I made that, then I was loose again. And I'll tell you the truth. Like, you got them cows out there, and you see your cows get out, and you tell me to go over here and get one, I ain't going at them for you. They like me a lesson. Man, you know that's something. And the man said, I can say one word and he'll turn you loose, but I ain't gonna do it. Now, that was bad he done me. Mr. Ma, that was bad. You know a man shouldn't treat a man like that.
Well, what is he doing? Just showing off?
He must have was. He wouldn't let him turn me loose. He said, I can say one word and he'll turn you loose, but I'm not gonna do it. That's what he told me.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
Well, he really talked shop to you.
He sure did. Then when I come back, he tried to hire me to help him give his cows, you know, drink his cows,
yeah,
and get screw worms out of them. That's when the screw worms was out then. I told him, no, sir. I won't put my hand on nothing of yours no more like that. Because you done got me messed up once. So I didn't bother him.
Well, he's one of your neighbors?
Yeah, I was working for him. Mr. Bill Bishop. I was working for him. He was a principal, you know, to the school. He was a school teacher. He owned a whole lot of orange groves there. I was working in them orange groves for him. That's the way he tricked me up. He done me that away. He got his brother-in-law, Mr. Powell Crawford, on one of the hogs. Yes, sir.
Well, you didn't have a hard time, though. Why,
no, I sure didn't.
Didn't
I? I drove tractor. That's what I done. Out on the farm. Drove tractor and raised peanuts, corn, watermelon, tomatoes, and all like that. I'd plow them.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I wouldn't see nobody from morning till night. I'd go out myself and come back myself.
Oh, really?
Really. White Phillip from Cross Creek come one Sunday and told them people, to let that man go out there, where he ain't going nowhere. Said he, I leave him and I goes up in Georgiaville. I was waiting for a man to Cross Creek. No days when I wouldn't be working there. He said, and you go, I goes up in Georgia and leave him to do my work. When I come back and done just like I had done it myself.
Yeah.
He leave me on his place. But they messed me up there that time. But that's been 26 years ago. And you know, I never forget that. I don't bother people stuff. I'm on.
Well, this fella that talks to him about you like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, looks like he could have got you out.
He wouldn't do it. He said he's not going to do it. I don't know what he got Vicks about. I don't know what.
Oh, that was the same one?
Yeah.
That's Bishop.
That's right.
Well, he had a hand in everything, didn't he? He was a school principal?
Yes, sir. And then he owned a big orange grove. Peter Hogg was eating his oranges and tangerines off the bottom of the trees.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he hired me to kill him. And I had to kill him and give him to his hands with his waking and everything.
Yeah.
He'd take some of them sometimes. He'd take one sometime.
Well, did you tell the judge?
Yeah, but it didn't do no good. They framed that up on me. They put it on me, too. They sure did. But I wouldn't have done nobody that away for nothing in the world.
Well, they took it before the judge.
Yeah, but the judge, see, the judge and them was friends. You get me? Did you read me? The judge and them was friends. I waited and been with my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law was waiting for the man with the hog, with him playing the hog, you understand? The Salt Spring.
Yeah.
The man was Mr. Powell Crosby. He's living right over there in Sister Mill. My brother-in-law was looking at him. I went down there to pick oranges one day. The judge was down there where he stayed, staying with him, camping on his vacation.
Yeah.
And the judge was so drunk, he didn't know he was in the world.
Yeah.
But, you didn't steal me and brought me up to this happened.
Yeah.
Now, that just ain't no good. That ain't right. But, they done it that way.
He didn't even hear you.
No. They told him, had an old sick man, you know, that had help us kill the hogs.
Yeah.
And he said, turn that old man there loose. He said, if I turn him loose, I had to turn them all loose. I'm going to send him too. And he ain't never hit a lick of wick. He just kept him in the hospital. Old colored fella.
Golly.
Kept him in the hospital the whole time he was there. The whole time.
Oh, is that right?
That's right. They kept him in the hospital the whole time he was there. He never has made a day's wait, that old fella with his scent.
He wasn't able?
No, he wasn't no good.
What in the world they
send
him that?
That's what I want to know. He ain't made it. He ain't waiting near none when he was there. He ain't done nothing but just lay up in the hospital till they sent him home.
What were they trying to do? Get the word around or something?
I don't know what that was myself. I don't know how that even worked out. But I had a man that's a Shorty Davidson. We was catching the hogs all over in his grove. You see, just run out of that grove in the other. We was catching him over there, and he come along one day, and he know me, Mr. Bishop and I were down there getting a hold. He said, if your mother or your sister or brother would have come to me, I'd have made them turn you loose. But
he could have done it.
Yeah, he said, because I know he had you catching them hogs. Saying, I'd have made them turn you loose. Mr. Shorty Davidson, who used to have Silver Spring.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Now, that was a man. He said, but your mother and them didn't come to me, and I didn't know it even they had you.
Oh, why didn't they?
So he got me out. He the one got me out on the parole.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Did they finally go to him?
No. My mother went to him. And he went and got me out on a parole. And I made 10 months.
Yeah.
And after he got me out, he had me to drive the truck from over here to Citra down to Silver Spring. I told him I ain't had no driving license. He said, drive the truck. They put you in jail. You won't stay but 5 minutes. I had to drive that truck with no driving license, all of Silver Spring.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, that's what we need now, somebody like that who can
that's
keep,
right.
keep things moving.
That's right.
Well, why don't you just work for him, Tom?
I'm telling you now, I worked for him. After that, I worked for him 15 years. 15. He did now.
Yeah.
I worked for him 15 years.
Mm.
15 years. And he told me he was going to take care of me when I got old, but he died. And that young boy, he got that young grandson, he got there. He turned everything over to him. And he make fun at me.
Yeah.
Old Billy. Billy McLeod.
Yeah,
sir. He turned everything over to him.
Yeah. Well.
You know, he's in third place millionaire, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That far on up?
Third place millionaire. That's what he was.
I don't know how he do all that. He had that. He owned everything.
He told me, he said, the way he got it, I told him, I said, man, don't talk that. He said, the way I got that, I stole. I said, stole what? So when the freight train used to stop with them loads of sugar, so he'd unload them. He had a crew with that could put one in the sidetrack stage, and they go there the next morning, he would be unloaded. And I said, man, you took all them chances. He said, yeah, that's where I got my start. And that's what he told me out of his own mouth. But I told him, I'll never try nothing like that. Said he'd back them trucks up there and unload them whole carloads of sugar. Them cop boxes, when they put it in there, they'll be unloaded, they'd unload it.
Gee, Willikins. I never heard of that.
And this man was going over there and told him to turn me out, I wasn't going nowhere. You know what he told me? Said when he get ready to pull a deal on him, said he would give a big party for all the game warden. He'd get all the game warden to his house over there to Cross Creek to eating and thing and drinking. And he have his men out there with them nets catching all them fish. That's the way he used to do there. Now, wasn't that a trick, too?
That's a trick.
And he was going up there with money, too.
Oh,
his name was Tom Glisson. He died. His widow over here now with plenty of cows and everything over the Cross Creek.
Well, she got plenty. I don't
know.
Oh,
man, she got it. She's a sort of, she's an old lady. Sort of. But she got up plenty. Miss Glisson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Her husband was named Tom Glisson. Miss Glisson. Live right out here in Cross Creek.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she still got it.
Still got it. Yes, sir. She got it. She got two sons and one daughter.
Yeah.
But she got all that money. But her son don't need nothing. He been in the Merchant Marine. He stayed in the Merchant Marine, I think he said, about 7 years. And he got a penny. He don't need nothing.
Robert Dunn.
No, sir. You don't need nothing.
Well, them boys do good then, don't they?
Yeah, that lady got a pasture of cows. Man, she got some cows.
And got a nice pasture to put them in.
Oh, man, don't say nothing. It's a pretty one. Pretty pasture. The prettiest cows you most ever seen. Of course, you got some pretty ones, but I'm talking about she just got so many of them. That old lady across street.
But she don't pay no attention to hers. They take care of themselves.
The most of the time, yeah.
See, mine worked me to death.
I know what you're talking about. The more she got it, them old black English.
Yeah.
And they, man, them some pretty things.
Yeah. Get a black English, put a little Bremer stock in them.
There's a few mixed in there, but
yeah.
You know, most of them is black English.
Yeah.
But these are just so pretty.
And that'll harden them up, toughen them up. They
yeah.
just get along better. I've seen them. I've seen them do that.
Yeah, sir.
These cows, these things.
A thoroughbred. Won't do as good as a crossbred.
No.
No, they sure don't.
No, I've seen these over here. You see, my cows don't calve for February.
Yeah.
These other folks over here, they calve in December and January.
Yeah, that's right. I see what you're doing.
And them cows just go right along.
They got it to start off. Yeah, that's right. I see what you're talking about.
And they just good shape mine.
That's right.
And I have to wait till February.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Yes, yeah, sir.
For the grass, or
that's
else
right.
They'd just be a sack of bones.
That's right. Well, you couldn't plant nothing and get it in that time where you could.
Yeah. But I planted, they don't plant nothing.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what they feed them on?
Yeah.
Old dead grass.
That's right. Old dead grass and stuff. Just throw it out, go out there and holler, or blow the horn and just scat it a little bit. Down the line.
No, they just leave the pasture. They just leave the last grass.
There. All that old dead grass?
And them cows eat that dead grass. They give them pellets, but not much.
No.
Twice a week.
That's right.
Not many. I don't imagine a cow gets over a handful.
No, you about right.
I don't know. I've never been over
there. I see them scatter that stuff all on that grass.
Yeah.
I'm going to pell it.
Why couldn't you... You've seen... You've been out there when you were there, John. You was out there and you all be working long and some fella just take off across the hammock.
Yes, I sure have.
You've seen that?
I sure have. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sure have.
But you never done it.
I wouldn't not do it. Wasn't no need.
Yeah.
You'd have got you and kid you back then, you'd have been in trouble.
Well,
they'd
get you.
Put chains on your leg then. Put chains on your leg for running.
Oh.
There's no need to run. One old boy leave there one morning. You go out going on out to work that morning and he run and about 10 o'clock, they called up and said they had caught him in Tampa. Caught a ride right dead in the Tampa. As soon as they got there, they picked him up. Brought him back with, and put chains on his leg for running. But they got it now. They can give you up to 10 years for running.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, give you 10 years on what you have. Like you have 2 years, they'll give you 10 more under that for running. And destroying the state goods. Let them close, see? You destroy them, and give you 10 more years for running with that, like that.
Mm.
Yeah.
10 more years.
You think that slows up the running?
That slows it up a little bit.
But they still run.
Yeah, they still do it. You don't never get the old Killer Star banner paper, do you?
No.
You know that lady who done that killing in Leesburg? You heard about her, eh?
Yeah.
She was big and they're big and to bring her to the highlight tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're big and to bring her there. They got her working in the hospital now, you know. She's a nurse in the help nurse in the hospital. That's Marie Dean, they call her.
Yeah.
That's a dangerous crew of people. Her and her daughter in prison.
I don't know.
Yeah, her and her daughter in prison.
Mm-hmm. Oh, are they?
Yeah.
And they got
her son was in there. Her son was in there too.
Yeah.
But the mother of them still living on Leesburg.
Yeah.
I don't know why she wanted to kill that lady. They said she killed her. A secretary from the courthouse.
Yeah.
Say, cause she sent us her son or something. I don't know how in the world that was. Say, cause she helped them to convict her son.
Yeah.
But all that kind of stuff ain't no good.
That ain't no good.
Mm-hmm.
No, that just makes it worse.
That's right.
You eat much gopher?
Yeah, if I can catch it. If I can catch it, man, that's something good.
You know what I saw out there? What's that kind of big black turtle that's kind of, it ain't a gopher, but it's about as big as a gopher.
Yeah, that's a streaky leg, they call
yeah?
it.
Yeah? Is that good?
They good.
You
really
catch him?
Yeah, Bob, and I catch one, I fix him too. Cook him up and eat him. He's good too. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He's real good.
All your family like
him? Yeah, sure, every one of them like him.
And when your friends come in, they like them?
Yes, sir, they eat a little bit too. You know.
They don't always know it?
Yeah, most of them know it. Well, you know, around out there where I is.
Yeah.
If some stranger come in, he eat it, he don't know what he eat. He eat so good, he won't know it.
He won't even.
You ain't caught the cooter? Where he was out there?
He was out there in the back. He's the biggest one I ever saw. He was in that back pasture. And I was running after a cow, or I would have stopped for him. He was like that.
My goodness, I could have eaten him.
Ooh, you could have eaten him for a month. He was that big.
Enough meat then.
Ooh. He was big. Well, you know what? We got plenty up around here to eat.
Armadillo. And we got to start on them then.
Yeah, now that's what we got to do is get them.
They tell me that's some good meat, though. I ain't joking. Everybody but I hear say they eat it, they say it's really good meat.
You
eat a little bit.
Yeah.
A preacher fooled me on something and told me it was turtle. And then after I done eat way up that evening, he told me, say, you know what that you eat? I said, no. I said, that'll keep armadillo cooked. That's what he told me.
A preacher did it to you.
Yeah, a preacher. Named Eddie Arnold. That's his name, Eddie Arnold.
And you didn't know?
I didn't know. I didn't know why. He told me it was a turtle. I didn't know what it was. Good turtle, man. I got it fixed up. Good turtle. I cooked it. He was just eating. I was eating too. Thing was good too.
And it tasted like a turtle.
Yes, sir. He sure did. It tasted good.
I tell you, this is good country at one time, wasn't it?
Yes,
it
sure
was. And everything you wanted.
You know, I used to go out and get them by the pickup truckloads. Them old hardback coolers.
Yeah.
Mm.
And sell them for 50 cents a piece. And eat all I want.
That's good money then,
it's your world. You won't get them for that night. You know what they charge you? You know what they charge you for one
night?
A dollar. A dollar and a quarter. You won't get them. And them old mud fish, they sell them high. 25 cents a pound. For old mud fish. Catfish high too. They high in that.
John, you made so much money one thing or another, you ought to be pretty well to do.
I ain't got nothing. I raised too many children. I had to take care of them and keep them in school and everything, so that just throwed me off. I lose about all my money going.
And then you don't get much out of them.
No. They're waking. They take their money. I don't know what they do with it.
Oh, really?
I really don't. Sometimes they bring about $25 or $30. $40 like that. And when they give that, they ain't give nothing because they don't eat up more than that, you know.
Yeah.
Like this grocery thing is now, nah, ain't no money out of that for you.
I don't see how a fella can do that. I don't see how a fella can just buy groceries now the way it is.
I bought $20-something worth the other day. Carried it home, I could have carried it in one hand. And I bought stuff was didn't supposed to be that high. Grits and bread and flour and meal and a little bit of rice.
Yeah.
All such as that. When I walked up, it almost said $20-something and something.
You haven't got your little mill that you could grind your own corn.
No, my granddaddy had one and leave it there. You know somebody stole it?
Yeah.
I used to use it. Somebody stole it.
Well, let me tell you, the first place I stopped here in Lachery County is up there. I was from Lachery, and they had one of them old early John Deere's.
Yeah.
And it didn't even have you had to crank it.
Yeah.
Then it had the pulley wheel on it.
Sure, I seen it.
And we'd hitch that up, you see, to the to that little mill in there, and the mill wasn't very big.
Sure was. Right.
Or maybe, you see, they didn't grind much corn at a time. They wanted it fresh, I guess, wouldn't they?
That's right. That's what it
maybe
was.
A week or 10 days.
Yes,
they do it on Saturday morning.
That's right. That's right.
And grind it up. And you know them folks eat grits.
Yes, you're right.
We eat grits, but you see, I eat just about like that once a day.
That's right.
Why, they had about that much for breakfast, and then they had it again at dinner.
That's right.
And they had a whole bowl of it left at supper. They warmed up and eat it again.
That's right. Ain't no joke.
And bread.
Yes, sir. My granddaddy had one of them little ones which is just had a little hopper about as big as his hand. You just pull it up.
Yeah.
You seen them, ain't you?
No.
Just grind that corn up. You could crack it to grits.
Yeah.
Or you could grind it up to meal.
Yeah.
That's the way you had it. Coarse grits or fine grits?
Well, why don't you have one?
I seen one over here under the Hawthorne, but you know what the man wants for that thing now?
$10 or $15?
No, he don't. That's antique. He wants $35 for one of them.
Mm.
$35.
Oh, you mean antique?
Yeah, it's antique. No, that is.
Right.
You know? Me and my granddaddy used to make us grind corn, me and my uncle, half a day sometime. Sometime all day. Instead of putting it in there and grinding it. Putting it in them bags.
Well, that'd save you money, wouldn't it?
It sure would. And cane, he made us grind cane, and he'd cook that syrup at night. We'd grind cane, strip it all day like the day and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, the next day, we'd get it hauled up to the mill. The next day, we'd grind it.
Yeah.
And pour it in that kettle, about a barrel full, in that big old kettle. And he'd cook it.
Yeah.
And we had that syrup, plenty of bread, plenty of grits. And then he'd kill a few hogs, had meat.
Yeah.
And he'd put it in that smokehouse and put a hickory smoke in there.
Yeah.
Smoke that.
What is
hickory killed.
That's your grandfather?
I'm a granddaddy, yeah.
Granddaddy. Well, you see, you haven't had anything like that since, have
you? No, sir. You don't get along like that, neither.
No.
He didn't work for nobody, but it's still.
And he didn't have nothing?
No, he didn't have nothing. But he would pay his tax. He'd get enough money to pay his tax and everything out of what he'd do.
Yeah.
He loved it to go on lake fishing. He loved it to fish.
Oh, did he?
And he'd catch them fish and he'd sell a little enough for them to pay his tax.
Yeah. And now a fella's too busy, he don't have time to grind the grits if he had the corn, does he?
Look like it, he sure was right. And you know that bread just keeps going on around everything, going right on up.
Yeah.
Right on.
You don't need that big bread, John. All you need is just that fried bread.
That's right. Oh, that's all.
That's good enough for me.
Me too. I sure do. I love that corn bread, and I do that little light bread and stuff.
Well, why do you can put cornbread in the oven. You don't have to.
Yes.
You can just put it on top.
That's right. Turn it in the frying pan.
What's wrong with that?
That's nothing. Not a thing. I turn a mini whole cake of it.
Yeah.
I take it in the frying pan, get it good and brown on that side, and put a little grease and shake it. And do it just like that, then turn it. I wouldn't ever take a knife or a fork to turn it. Just shake it like this, and take my frying pan and say, flip, just fall right down there like it's gone.
How come you to be frying it?
I used to cook.
Where?
Over there from all my family.
You did?
Yeah, I knew how to
cook. You did all the cooking?
Done all the cooking, and my wife would be sick or something. I done all that cooking. I can cook, too.
Well, where'd you get on to cooking?
I just took me a book and learned how to cook. I can really cook. You may think that's just a joke.
I do.
But if you asked the man over here, James over here that had me on the gang, I used to cook there.
Oh.
I cooked there a while.
Well, that's where you learned.
No, I know it before then. You know what? He come back to the camp one evening and told the fellas, that fella, they cooked the best steak I ever ate in my life. So he ain't never had no steak cooked like that.
Oh, you mean you cooked steak?
Yeah, sure. I cooked that over there too. See, if you go to Gamble, they had certain days to go to Hawthorne from Gamble. To the cannery. And that's where I'd cook out there.
Yeah.
And get the dinners and things ready. And I'd eat with the guards. I wouldn't eat them beans and things like them other boys. I'd eat with the guards. That's right.
Yeah.
What they ate, that's what I ate.
You know, I'd just eat with the convicts now if I could have some beans and things like that.
Yeah, they nice, beans good. That's right. Yeah.
What they do, just dish them out in a great big old pan.
That's in a plate or plate. Some kind of plate they got. Mm-hmm. Them kind of won't bring them 10 plates.
Yeah.
And they'll put so many in each plate.
Yeah.
Go around, they got a place to stop and get the beans, a place and get the bread, and a place and get the little piece of meat.
Yeah.
Go on eat then.
Yeah, and a whole bunch of iced tea?
Water.
Water.
Iced tea, yeah, iced water. You can get some iced water.
Then didn't put any tea in?
No. Then lay up under the tree and sleep. Until they holler, all right, boys, up and on your feet.
Yeah.
Had to go back then.
Yeah. Well, you know, in a way, it wasn't such a bad life after all.
No. I told a man one night, though, that man wouldn't put me in the sweat box. I said, you know, it's a blessing to be young. You don't have to worry about nobody bothering you. Ain't nobody coming in the bar. You got a man watching out there to the door. I said, ain't this a blessing? He said, all right, my old nigga, I heard you last night, what you say. I said, I ain't saying nothing, but I said, this is a place, you know, ain't nobody ain't coming in to bother you. Got somebody watching over you. You don't have to be worried about nobody bothering you. I heard him just say, I'll carry you to that box next time I hear you say that. And the next day, he took me and carried me to his house with him. That was the night watching. Clean the yard, I lawned the yard and raked it. He treated me nice, he gave me money. I said, now what in the world was he doing? He only had a bottle, you know. Poured him up a good drink, you know. Then he had some chaser. He asked me, see, you want a little bit of this? I said, yes, sir. He said, I'll give you a little bit. If you don't tell nobody else, I'll give it to you. And I took that stuff and I never did tell nobody about it. Get that stuff, make you sick. But out on that farm where I was, that man would come out there every now and again and bring me a syrup. That old wheat and syrup and some rye. and that east, and I'd make that still sit out in the middle of that cornfield. But if that didn't throw you a grits, wasn't grocery. That red corn, I used to try to make that stuff, make it pretty good.
Well, you did.
But I had to let that stuff alone. When I went home, I tried that stuff, made something, and had an old man there about 70 years old dancing on his head. That stuff, he said, that stuff had it. Yeah, goodness. I've been through pretty good bit of stuff.
Pretty good time.
You know what's my boy's month?
No.
The 19th of this month, I'll be 61.
Is that all?
And that's old.
Well, I thought you was getting on up, John. You got long ways yet.
61. And I feel like I'm 100. If anybody feel any worse than that 100, well, I don't know what ailed them. I can hardly get up sometimes.
Yeah.
In the morning, but I ain't joking. Right across there, in that back. I don't know what that is.
Well, you know what you do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can take that out.
I ain't done it yet.
You just get your pan of good hot water and get your towel and put it in there.
Yeah.
And just swab it on there. That heat'll take it out.
I've been putting them old pads on there, you know.
Well, that's not as good as hot water.
Yeah, I need me a hot water bag and thing. You know, one of them and put it back down, maybe.
Yeah.
And I'll be that way every morning there. But now when I get up and get to going around, I do pretty good.
Well, you know, you've got to sort of take care of yourself sometime or other.
Sure, right.
You never did.
No. Always just running, booking, rare, and trying to go any hard and things. But it's about to get me.
How'd you get your stuff together when you were making that red, out of that red corn?
The man would give it to me. The boss man would give it to me.
Well, I know. I thought you said you tried to make some.
Oh, after I got home,
yeah.
I did. Yeah, I did. I'd buy it from the store. The yeast.
Yeah.
And that old other stuff, I'd buy it from the store. Oh, but the corn. I had the corn.
Yeah.
I raided the corn. Red corn.
Yeah.
Now, sorry, but I'd buy it out the store. And that's all I used was my yeast and that.
Yeah. Well, what about your equipment? You didn't get that out of the store.
No, I didn't ever put it in no equipment to run it off, you know, to make the shine.
Oh.
I'd get it to that book. And I'd get it to that good book, then that is as good as the shine.
Oh.
That good book. It smells like that shine, though.
Well, why? I
let it sit in 9 days. Like the sun shining now, that stuff would make so quick that it would be pitiful.
Mm.
9 days, you'd have the stuff made. And canned juice will make it quicker than anything you ever seen. Canned juice.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It already a sour, you know, it'll sour quick.
Oh.
That canned juice. But I worked for a fellow dude who had a big patch of watermelon. He run that stuff, made it out of watermelon. Made it out of watermelon, moonshine, out of watermelon.
Yeah.
That's sure. Something high in the woods. I ain't never found out how he made it out of watermelon.
Yeah. Well, what'd you do? Get your big barrel or something?
I had some big old cans. Them little drums, you know, about the size of a large can. You know them little drums made like that?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was.
Nail,
no. About bigger than a nail keg, but it's a little tin concern. Like them 55-gallon cans. It's made up out of that kind of stuff. That's what I put it out in.
Oh, metal.
Metal. That thing would get so strong, eat up that metal.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, eat up.
That wouldn't be too good, would it?
Yeah, that metal wouldn't hurt. If it was tin, it would hurt. But that metal ain't gonna hurt that bad.
Oh,
it's
good heavy metal.
That's right. We just strain it out.
Right there at the house?
Yeah, out in the field. I go down there and strain it out and then bring it back up in jugs. Let it sit a day or two and add a little more sugar. On there you go.
And they'd come and get it.
Yeah, sure. Me and the boys, man, drunk the most right through then. Told me, get that fella into the camp. Tell the cap me sick. Wasn't nothing near me but done drunk all that stuff. Wasn't sick. Tell me he's living right on over here to Wenzel. You know where Wenzel?
Yeah.
Tell me he's still living. I ought to go see him. His name was Boss Kite.
Oh, he's the one.
Yeah, Boss Kite. He had plenty of cows and everything. Try to get me to come out there and move on his place and start for half of the stuff he had and just go right on with it.
And you didn't have enough sense to
do it? Ain't had nothing enough to go get what the man offered me.
What in the world got into you?
I didn't want to hear about going back toward that chicken game. And he was still bossing there, and he got to let me move on his place out there and take care of everything. And halfway, it was going to be mine. But I didn't go. But to tell me he's still living out there, his wife died.
Yeah.
He was a pretty free, friendly fella, too.
Boss Kite.
Boss Kite. It wasn't his name, Boss King. But Boss Kite, the one who wanted me to move with him out there on his place.
I know some of them people at Windsor. Of course, I wouldn't know the right ones.
Sure, right.
I'll tell you one out there, he used to do grow melons. He got a brother still living out there.
Yeah.
I've seen him raise melons.
Yeah, sure.
And he died not long ago, had a heart attack.
I think I remember hearing about that. The man that I used to work for sold his place. Tell me about that man.
Well, oh, he knowed how to do all those things.
Yes, sir.
And he done like you, you see. He done a little of this shine business, and,
mm-hmm.
and he got fish, you see.
Yes,
he,
sir.
He bought fish. They'd go over and get it themselves, nets, and then they'd take it up to him, and he'd send it to Georgia or something like
that's
that.
That's right. And them bales and that truck pick it up. That
yeah.
Was,
yeah. That freshwater fish.
That's right.
So, I can't call his name right off. Everybody knows him around here. I was aiming to go see him.
Yeah, sure.
And I kept putting it off.
Yeah.
He had a field of melons over there. You go by it on the way to the creek.
Yeah. Sir.
Right in there. Oh, up above that Blissom place.
Sure. I know where you had melon patch. I know right where you had watermelon patch.
Well, what do you call that place?
Oh. That's Cross Creek. They call it Cross Creek right on. Cross Creek.
Does it?
Yeah. Cross Creek.
I think a fellow named Dodge over there now.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't be the name that people would call it.
They had a big watermelon patch in there this year.
Yeah.
A big watermelon patch in there this year in that place.
Yeah.
It'd be on the left if you go through this way.
Yeah.
But if you're coming from that way, it'd be over on the right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know that way it is.
But you don't go by that much. You go over on 301.
That's right. That's right.
And then when you come over here, you come through Reddick, aren't
that's
Reddick,
right, Orange Lee. Then when I leave here sometime, I go back here and go side the railroad, go out to that road, go to Fife, between Cross Creek and Fife, and go on up to Fife.
Yeah.
Turn back and go through, what's the name of the little place? Rochelle, not Rochelle. Yeah, not Rochelle. I come out to Rochelle.
Yeah.
Then I go through Grove Park.
Yeah.
On in the Hawthorne and then go.
Yeah.
Go out there and hit my little farm is then too there.
Oh yes, that's over there where
that's right.
Where the other farm is.
Yes.
I don't know. I seem like everybody just quit making anything.
Yeah, it sure is. Ain't no joke to that. It sure has.
And then they got
And the man ain't coming back in. Gumweed's growing pretty good, too, you know.
Yeah.
The peanuts up about like that there, you can wake them good, no?
Yeah.
But as long as they're down little, you can cover them up.
Yeah.
But they done got up there like that, man, you could wrap them now and make a big vine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you want to go over there by yourself?
I wonder if I don't know whether I got enough ranches to loose them things or not. I'll go out here and see that I got the ranches to loose it.
Well,
you know, you got to loose them things and put them plows in there.
Yeah.
You got the plows out there. Let me go look and see how.
I know you're going to bring something over here in the trunk of your car.
You know what? It wouldn't do them weeds no good. I told Ricky the other night, it wouldn't do them weeds no good. You got to have a plow to cut them weeds. The scratching through them weeds will just make them grow faster. That scratch thing.
Oh.
Yeah. You had to catch it when a weed in a bit big in that thing. That's when you weed them.
Yeah.
But if you ever let them get up about like that thing, that weed ain't got to do them but just drag over it.
Oh, I see.
That'll make it grow faster, that's all.
Well, what was it you going to bring?
A weeder.
How's it work?
It put it, hook it right on that frame you got in the back behind there. Hook it right on that. And let it down. And it just drag and make the ground just as fresh and clean.
Oh, drag it.
It just drop right down. Just like the planters. Just like them planters and things.
Oh.
But it's got a heap of teeth on it. And it just scratch right over that peanut.
But the teeth don't move.
Don't move the peanuts. No, it don't move. It's got spring. It's sort of springy, see?
Yeah.
Just go right along with it like that.
Well, you'd have to do this other first now.
Yeah, so you had to apply it. No, ain't you trying to use that, because that ain't going to do no good, no.
Well, then you could come back through it and use that.
Yeah. Or you could apply it one more time, and that'll do it.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, John, I got, I'm tied down in here. Debbie can help you find some tools. Now, that big old tractor over there is broke down, and I hitched it to that rake, and it broke down. I couldn't use it.
No,
but that little Ford's out there.
Yeah.
That's what you had the frame on.
That's
now.
Right. That's
yeah.
What I put the. That's what I planted the stuff with. I reckon I had a wicket with that, Ricky.
I imagine so.
I'm going to
yeah.
go see if I can find.
Yeah, because the wheels would be set right.
That's right.
Debra, show you. Go ahead.
I'll see. I can buy two or three good wrenches there. I don't know whether they'll fit you or not. They fit that notch on that frame.
Yeah.
Might fit
that. They probably won't.
This is the end of time two over and the end of the visit with John Turner this Tuesday, the 23rd of July, 73, at about noon. Channel 2 over, the end of Channel 2 over, and the end of this first visit in the kitchen with John Turner this Tuesday the 3rd of July, 73.